Amar Rabbeloza, G'dayla tfile yoyser mi maisim toivim. She'ein lecha godl be maisim toivim yoyser mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Tfile is greater than maisim toivim because you don't have a person greater in maisim toivim mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Afal pikein loinene elo betfile shenema al toisev daber eilai v'somach le alei reish ha-pizga. That what Chazal knew, that ein lecha godl b'maisim toivim yoysem imoshe Rabbeinu, so the Ben Yoyada says as follows, because Chazal tell us kol ha-mezakes ha-rabim, schus ha-rabim toli boy. And there isn't a greater mezakes ha-rabim than Moshe Rabbeinu. All the Torah that Klal Yisrael had, all the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael did, came about through Moshe Rabbeinu. So Schus HaRabim Toli Boy. So the whole Schus HaRabim is Moshe Rabbeinu. Of such a Rabbim, Moshe Rabbeinu had this Schus. And he wasn't Nene, only Elo Betfile. And the Gemara brings two rayas. One raya is Al Toisef Daber Eilai. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam told him that he shouldn't continue in his bakoshes. So it would seem if he would continue, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam would have to give in. But in Yisai, there were two bakoshes. There was one bakoshe, Ebrono, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. And then there was another bakoshe, Ve'ere Esa Oretz Hazayis. He wanted to see Eretz Yisrael. One bakoshe was l'tzoyrech klal Yisrael. That's how the Eitz Yosef explains. He wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, that if he would go into Eretz Yisrael, an ume would not be able to be shoylet on them. So he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. This is l'tzoyrech klal Yisrael. And for himself, he wanted ere es ha'oretz hazayis. The first bakoshe, the Rabbeinu Shlom told him, Al Toisef Daber Eilai. Please don't be mevakish more, because if you'll be mevakish more, I'll have to give in to the tvile. And this nekuda also. And it's not good for Klal Yisrael. It is better that this should be possible, that the ummi should be able to be shoylet on Klal Yisrael. Why? Because like this we have an Eitzeh, Shafach HaMoseh al Eitzim V'Avonim. So that was, L'Tavis Klal Yisrael, it's better you shouldn't go in. L'Tavis Klal Yisrael, it's better there should be a Beis HaMikdash that can become Choret. So Al Toisef Daber Eilai. Abovaisef would be Moisef, he would poil this Bakosha also. And then it says, Badovar Hazeh, Alei Roish HaPizgo. So the Meforshim, the Tzlach, the Ben Yoyodo, say that Adovar Hazeh goes La'achov. Badovar Hazeh, Al Toisef Daber Eilai, Badovar Hazeh, Alei Reish HaPizga, because of this Tfile, you were Zoiche to Al Koponim, Lirois Es Ha'oretz. So the Pasuk says, Klor, because of the Tfile, you were Zoiche. And the Teret Tmimi says this is pshat in Rashi also. Alei Reish HaPizga bidvar tvila zunis ratzeisi la Reish HaOiso. In the schus of the tvile, the Rabbeinu Shlom was merutze to show him Eretz Yisrael. So al koponim, we see that the tvile was poil what the maisim toivim was not able to be poil. The Pasuk says, Klor, but bidvar tvile zunis ratzeisi. I had maisim toivim. Because of the maisim toivim, he would have been unable to lirais es ha'oretz. Taisvis gdoila tvile yoyser mi maiser toivim beloy tvile. It is better tvile, the Marsha says taisvis means the same like Rashi, because he says if taisvis means to say that tvile with Maisim Toivim is better than Maisim Toivim without Tefillah, so it's Poshit, you have this plus this. So the Marsha says Maisim Toivim below Tefillah, in tfilah b'loy ma'isim toivim, so tfilah is better. Sherei Moshe Rabbeinu Ol v'shol ma'afu b'shoye b'yodoy ma'isim toivim, hutzrach l'tfilah. It would seem to create a shinui ha'rotzayim, then one needs the inyan of tfilah. That could be that's g'doyla tfilah yoysa b'ma'isim toivim. The ma'isim toivim that a person does cannot create a shinui ha'rotzayim as tefillah can create a shini rotzon. That is the koyach of tefillah. Va'amar Rabbi Elazar, gedoyla tainis yoyser min hatzedakah. Mai taime, ze begufoy veze bemamonoy. Leider, this memra, I don't understand. L'chayre, these are two different inyonim. Tainis is a bein odom lamokim. Tzedakah is a bein odom lechaveroi. If the whole mitzvah would be, we would be done what the person is nechsar, so that's true. Here he's only losing money, and here he's, it's a mitzvah shebegufoi. Here it's chayla vedam. The chayla vedam of not eating. So there this is zebegufoi vezebe mamainoi. But is that then the mitzvah of tzedakah? The mitzvah of tzedakah is the chesaron. L'chayre, the mitzvah of tzedakah zicha takes into consideration the milui of the tzeirach ha'ani. That is the yesod of the mitzvah. We see mitzvah tzedakah is even gerechent, even though there was no kavana to give tzedakah. Rashi on the parsha of Shikre says a person lost money and an oni found it, so it's also he has a mitzvah. The mitzvah of tzedakah is that he was misaviv, or through him an oni was nisrabit tzolchay. So I don't understand why Rabbi Elazar is only looking in the chelik hachesorin of the noisen. L'chayre, the mitzvah of tzedakah has two parts. Let us go for Tzmashpul. The Gemara says in Sukkah, that's very understandable. The Gemara in Sukkah says, G'doyle G'milas Chasodim Itzdokeh, She G'milas Chasodim Begufoy Utzdokeh B'mamoinoy. So there it's very understandable. There we're speaking about two inyonim of Odom Lachaveiroi. He's Meitiv Lachaveiroi, one Al Yedei Mamoinoy, one Al Yedei Gufoy. So there the Gemara says, Ha'tove ha'bol yedei gufoy is greater than ha'tove ha'bol yedei mamoine. But these two inyonim, I mean, will one say that tefillin is better than tzedakah because tefillin is a mitzvah shebegufoy? They're two different sugim in ganzen. I couldn't find that someone should be ma'ir of this, but I really don't understand it. And let's go a little further. We have the same Rabbi Elazar, va'omer Rabbi Elazar, G'doyla tfila yaisa mina kalbonis. Shenema. He brings a posik. So here I would understand, here he should have said his line of reasoning of before. Tfila is begufoy in kalbonis is b'mamayna. Here we have this cheshbon. Both is a type of an avoide. Here the avoide is that he's moisa mamayna l'ashem. And tfila is ve'eshpech nafshi lifnei Hashem. So this is begufoy, this is b'mamayna. But here he doesn't make this cheshbon. Here he brings a raya from a pasuk. Shenema lama li roiv zivcheichem, uchsiv uvorischem kapeichem alim einai. So let us see what is the raya that tefillah is greater than kolbonis. So Rashi says, uvorischem kapeichem, he loved the gedoyla tefillah. If tefillah would not be greater than korbanis, kiven da'amali lamali roiv zivcheichem. If the Rebbein Shloilom said that the korbanis aren't choshev, lamali su b'farischem, who afilu zivcheichem lo nichalei. If the korbanis would be better than tefillah, so why does he have to say that he won't accept the tefillah also? If he doesn't accept the korbanis, Savadi gives he won't accept the tefillah. So Rashi only proves that korbanis are not greater than tefillah. Maybe Rashi holds if they're equal, it also is not necessary to say, because if they're equal, so just like the Rabbein Shlalom won't accept the Kabonis, he won't accept the Tfilah either, so Al-Kochach Tfilah is more Choshev. The Marsha says, could be the Raya is the Oifen, the way the Rabbein Shlalom speaks about the Kabonis, and the Oifen, the way he speaks about the Tfilah. By Kobonis, the Rabbein Shalom says, Lama li roiv zivcheichem. That means the Rabbein Shalom is memayis the Kobonis. It doesn't have any value by the Rabbein Shalom. Lama li, it's worthless. By the Tfilah it says, Beforishchem kapeichem alim einai. That means the Tfilah won't be niskabel. But we're not degrading the Tfilah so much. What is it? It's something. It's a Tfilah. But in the Kabbalah's Atfilah, Alim Einai. So there we see the Chshivis of Tfilah over the Kolben. That's how the Marsha learns Pshat. The Smichas Chachomim wants to say a third Pshat, that he says, because if you look at the Psukim before, it says, Bafarishchem Kapeichem Alim Einai, Yedeichem Domim Ileyu. So there, this pasuk says the reason why the Rabbein Shloilom will not be mekabel the tefillis is because they were over the iser etziche. By tefillah, the Rabbein Shloilom said, "A tefillah of a reitzeach, I won't be mekabel." Vaisteis a tefillah of a rosh, not a reitzeach. He's not a murderer. Then there's no v'rischem kapeichem, why yedeichem domim aleihu. In the psukim before, when it says lomer li roiv zivcheichem, it doesn't only mention the chesaron of retziche. There it seems zevach rishoyim tayeva. If he's bechlal a roshe, lav davke a reitzeach. Any roshe, the Rabbein Shalom says lomer li roiv zivcheichem. So from that we see the chshivis of tefillah over kabonis. Only the Ovein of Ratziche is Matche, the Tfilah of, the Kabbalah's Tfilah of a Ritzeach. But other Ovein is the Tfilah's Niskabel. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says that, so the Rabbi Lazar learned Pshat, Uforischem kapeichem goes on tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan learned that it is going on birchas koyanim, which is done to prisas kapayim. Rabbi Yochanan said, kol koyin shehorag es hanefesh lo yiso es kapov shenema yideichem domim uleyu. That b'chin av enka teger nasas haneger, the yedayim which were shayvchei domim, these yedayim cannot have a chelik in broche. The Amar Rabbalozo, miyoyim shechorav beis hamikdash ninalu sharei tefillah. The sharei tefillah are closed after the churban habayis. Shenema. Gam ki ezak va'ashaveya sosam tfilosi. There is a stima, there is a blockage in the Kabbalah's atfil. Va'afal pi shesharei tfile ninalu, sharei dimo loy ninalu, sharei demois loy ninalu. Shenemar shimo tfilosi Hashem, v'shavosi hazino, El dimosi al techosh. Now let us see what the raya is from this posik. Al techosh. So Rashi says, mi deloy ksiv es dimosi tire. By the tefillah, there was a bakoshe of the Rabbein Shalom should hear the tefillah. Shima tefilosi. B'shavosi hazino. So there's a bakoshe, we're not speaking about the Kabbalah's tefillah, or the tefillah should poil to Ashini Yarotzen. We're up to step number one, that the tefillah should be heard. So there's a bakoshe, Shima tefillosi. So according to that, it should have said, Dimosi Sire. You should hear the tefillah and you should see the demois. And it doesn't say as Dimosi Tire. Shmamino Niresi Lefonov. Vein Tzorich Lispalil Eloshetis Kabel Lefonov. So Al Techash is only Abakoshe, the demois on Nira Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Al Techash is only after it was seen, it should be Niskabel. So we see the maile of demois over tefillah without demois. The Yad Yosef asks an interesting shaila. He asked if there's such a havtoche, sharei dima loinin alu, so the doors of dima are never closed. So he asks, so why do you need doors? If it's always open, so why do you need sha'orim for? A very good shaila. I'll tell you what he answers, and I'm really not clear what he means to answer. So he says, you know why you need doors? Shim yivke b'chiyeh she'enei ru'uyo yizgeru hadlosayim. You need doors because if there wouldn't be any doors, so then a b'chiyeh she'enei ru'uyah would also go through. So therefore, you need doors for a b'chiyeh she'enei ru'uyah. So pashtus, he means to say as follows. L'chay, what does it mean, a b'chiyeh she'enei ru'uyah? So I think he means to say that a person is crying for something that's ain't ru'uyah, it's not good for him. So that's why you need doors. That's why you need doors. It's a b'chiyeh she'enei ru'uyah. That means if it would be open, it's a free-for-all. So he wants this and this. No, I've ain't toch. No, we have to give him this. So no, the doors. It's for a b'chiyeh she'enei ru'uyah, there's doors. So I don't understand that. I don't understand why you need doors for that. Because Rashi explained, El Dimosi Al Techash. So Al Techash, Rashi says, that was a bakosha on the Kabbalah Satfilah. That means the whole Maila, Shari Demois Loininulu, means the Rabbi Shalom sees the Demois. We're up to step number two. By tefillah, it's shema tefillosi. There's no shmiya filu. We're before the first step. Sosam tefillosi. So that means that the tefillah is not able to penetrate. There's no even shmiya sa tefillah. By demois, there's riya sa demois. What will happen further? That's another parsha. But I'll kaponim. We got through the Rabbeinu Shloilam, whatever the Gemara could mean, the Demois Anire. So still, why do you need doors for? If it's a Dovo Shein Erois, it won't be Niskabel. But why do you need doors? Unless he means something else. Unless he means that when are Demois accepted, when do Demois penetrate, When the b'chiyas are b'chiyas ru'uyas, but could be im yivke b'chiyas she'enei ru'uyah, that means in another time, he was boiche a b'chiyas she'enei ru'uyah, so we see his tears are not so genuine. So therefore, there's d'losayim already, then it's not so poshut that his demois could go through then there are sha'orim. It's also not clear what, then they weren't genuine, now they are genuine. So the ha'ore is a geshmak ha'ore al kaponim. Why do you need sha'orim if sharei demois lo ininalu? The Itz Yosef brings down a psapirish, sharei demois lo ininalu. He says, she'ein shum malach ay memune poiseach ha'shar, rak ha'kodesh baruch hu bekvoidai u ba'atzmai. Sharei demois is the Rabbeinu Shalom alone is poiseach the shar. Perhaps it's kedai for 4 minutes to tell over an interesting maise. they say over, there was once, there's other things we can learn from this Maisa also. There was once two Yidden, they were Shutvim, and they had a tremendous problem between themselves. They had to go to Adin Torah, but they went, there was a Yerid in a different Shtot, and they were in that Shtot, and they couldn't purchase things by the Yerid, so they'll first settle out, to settle the problem between themselves. So normally, if they would be in their city, they'd go to their Rav, but now they're in a different city. God, the city, the Rav was Rav Meshulam Igre. Rav Meshulam Igre was the Rav. No, so they go into Rav Meshulam Igre, and they tell him the problem what they have, then he should tell them what to do, and then they'll continue their business. It was a very complicated problem. Rav Meshulam Igre told them, I can't answer you on the spot. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll tell you a tshuva what to do. They didn't understand this. Every minute is worth money. It's business. Till tomorrow. What'll they do till tomorrow? So they decided they'll go back to their city, to their Rav, and they'll tell them the shaila, and they'll find out what to do. Wait till tomorrow. Kids. So they go back to their Rav, and they tell the Rav, and he tells them, wait, he goes into his room. He didn't know where to start. The problem was so complex. He didn't know what to do. What should he do? And they're asking. So he starts crying. Rabbi Nishalayla, they're balabatim. They don't understand. They think a shayla, yes, garov, garov. No, they don't. They ask him, what should I tell them? I don't know what. He's crying. All of a sudden, he has an einfall. There's a sefer, psin choyshe mishpat shayla sechuvis. Maybe talks about a similar shayla. He opens it up. Mamish nisim gluyim. Mamish, the same type of shayla. So he goes through all the pages of the pilpul, and he goes to the end, this. Fine. Here's already what to do. He goes out and tells them, they should do this, and fartik. They come back, and they're not finished. They know what to do now. The next day they decided to go to Rav Meshulam Igre, and, let's see what he has to say. So they go to Rav Meshulam Igre, and Meshulam Igre tells them, mamish the same psak. So there was a little smirk on their faces. So he asked them, so he said, listen, I hope you won't have any tightness. We went to Arav. You have to understand, we're business people. We couldn't wait. And he, in 20 minutes, he told us the same psak. Rav Meshulam Igre hears, in 20 minutes, he told them this person is a goyin, as a goyin oilam. 20 minutes to say such a psak. So Rav Meshulam Igre, he says, come, I want to go back with you to Yorov. There's a godol adar, he doesn't know about it. This person is a nistel, become his Talmud. Bekitza, he goes back to this Rav, they go back to the Rav. Rav Meshulam Igre standing there, ba'eime v'yire, the mensch is doch, a godol adar, I mean, and Rav Meshulam Igre standing there, and he knows who Rav Meshulam Igre is. So Bekitza, after the ice broke, okay, that's a chavek, thus. So he said, Rav Meshulam Igre, that shaila, what I asked you. So he says, you know, I'll tell you the truth. He tells them, don't maise. He says, Veinen, can jeder eine Veinen. The kunst is zu horven and lernen, a guten Tag. But Al Kaponim, the moral of the story is, Shari de Mois Leninalo. That's Al Kaponim. It helps many times. Weiter. Rove loigozar taniso biyoime de eva. Rava was not geizel tainis in a cloudy day, a day of anonim, mishum shenema, sakoise ba'onon loch me'aver tfile. So it seems that anonim are also a simin that the tfile will not be able to go through. Nayayim atainis, dikem b'chuvin of the tainis was lispalo, so memele. So therefore it wasn't geyser tainis me'aver tfile. Agavulche, the Mephoshim ask a shayla on the Gemara before. The Gemara said, G'doyle tainis yoyser min hatzedoke. The Gemara says in the first peiris, the first peirik, the Gemara says, Igre de tainis is the tzedoke they give. The schar of the tainis is, that after the tainis used to give tzedakah to the aniyim. That's, so it seems that the whole mile of the tainis is of tzedakah. And here we say tainus is greater than tzedakah. So the Mefarshim say a very poshut teretz, that there's two reasons why a person fasts. Sometimes a person fasts because he's saving money. So memela, then it doesn't have a shame tainus. If the money that he didn't use for eating, he gives away for tzedakah, so then we see it's a tainus. Then we see that the tainus was taka a tainus l'shem shamayim. So then it becomes a tainus. We need the tzedakah, not because the whole schar of the tainus is through the tzedakah. Through the tzedakah we see it's a tainus. And Rabbi Lezer says that a tainus is greater than tzedakah. But if he doesn't give the tzedakah, then it doesn't even have a shame tainus. It's some say a way of saving money. Va'amar Abeloso, miyoyim shechorav beis hamikdosh, nivsiko choymas balzel ben Yisrael la'aviyem shebashamayim. From the bizman chuben abayis, there's a choymas balzel ben Yisrael la'aviyem shebashamayim, shenemar va'ato kachlocho machvas balzel, v'nosato oiso kir balzel beinoch uvein ho'ir. So it seems the tefillahs go through Yerushalayim. There is a chaimas balzel that is mapsik. You have to know exactly, before we said there's ninalu sharei tefillah, there's a chaimas balzel, exactly what the difference is between these two in Yonim, I really don't know, but vayistayis there two dinim, this is the shorei tefillah, and there's a chaimas balzel. Chaimas balzel seems as mafsik. There's an inyan that the tefillah should go to Yerushalayim. So this is mafsik between the mispalel and Yerushalayim. And this is another inyan, the sharei tefillah. Could this alkoch the two different inyanim? In Michtav Eliyo, he seems to say pshat that ninalu sharei tefillah means timtum alev, that the tefillah, the lev, the sha'orim that the tefillah should come out from. We're speaking about not the kabbalas tefillah. We're speaking about that the avoydish shebelev, that the lev should be mispalel. That's ninalu sharei tefillah, unless there's demois. The demois penetrate the lev. But the Loshna Gemara is very schwer. The Gemara says, maybe that's also pshat, because the Rai from the Gemara by Demois, the Gemara says, it seems in the Kabbalah of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, here it's Shimot Filosi, Val Dimosi Al Techas, so Rashi said pshat, it seems it's on the Kabbalah Satvila, not that the Mispalel Olam should have a Hergish that he's davening. Omar Rab Chanin. Kol hamarich b'tfilosoi, ein tfilosoi chayzeres reiko. A person who's marich b'tfile, he takes time to daven, is ein tfilosoi chayzeres reiko, minolon mimoyshe rabbeinu. Shenemar v'espalel el Hashem. And this really is speaking about, it says Vesnapel, that he was mispalel. These are the aboim yoim emtzoayim. So he was mispalel for 40 days. Vespalel el Hashem, he was marich betfilah 40 days. Uchsiv basrei vayishma Hashem elai gam bapam ahi. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam listened to the tefillah. So the Gemara seems al kaponim to learn. It seems that the ariches atvila was goyim vayishma Hashem elai ein tfilosoi chayseres reika. So the Gemara says it's not so true. Eini ba'omar rabchiya baraba omar rabbi yochanan kol hamarich betfilosoi umayin bo. Soif bali day ka'ev leiv. A person who's marich betfilah. Umayin bo soif bali day ka'ev leiv. Shenemar. Toicheles mimushocho. Toicheles is a loshen tfilah and tchine. Toicheles mimushocho. If a person is marich, he's moishech the tefillah, mach lo leiv. That brings about agmas nefesh. A person is marich betefillah, and the tefillah is not neno. Mach lo leiv, he has keiv leiv, he has agmas nefesh from this. Maita kante, what is the yetze? Yasek betoira. Shenema ve'etz chayim taive bo through Torah. That what he wants, that what he's mispallel for, that will come. Ve'ein etz chayim ele Torah. Shenema etz chayim ila machzikim bo. Al koponim we see that Rab Chiya bar Abam Rab Yechen said kol amarich betfilosai soiv bo lidei keiv leiv. Not only is it not an insurance, you say, ain't filosoi chayzeres reikom, it's as fakert, he does have agmas nefesh. So the Gemara answers, loy kashe, ho de marech u ma'ayin bo, ho de marech veloy ma'ayin bo. Here it says, he's marech u ma'ayin, and here it says, he's marech and not ma'ayin. Before we come to the teretz, the Marsha asks, it's poshet the teretz. Whatever the teretz is, it's poshet. Because Rab Chanan Bar Chanina says, kol amarich betfilosai, ein filosai chezeres reikem. He said, marich without ma'ayin. And Rab Chiya bar Abam Rab Yechanan says, kol amarich betfilosai ma'ayin. But you see, Klo is speaking about two in yonim. So what's the kasha? It's a kasha and a teretz. So the Marsha explains as follows. We'll see in Tosfos that there are two translations of ma'ayin bo. There's one translation of ma'ayin bo, a loshin of, he was mechavin, perish amilas. U ma'ayin bo, that he's the kavonis atfila. That's u ma'ayin bo. He's listening to what he's saying. There's another type of ma'ayin bo, there's expectations mitzidai. That means he davened, then he's coming, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Look, such a davening. I was so marich. No, that's a ma'ayin bo. This ma'ayin bo, this boomerangs. That makes sure, such a tefillah. Oh, okay, that's the teretz. Such a tefillah is nothing to receive. It means if a person is coming with expectations and tainus, that for the tefillah he wants, he deserves, he's deserving of a tshuva, then that's machlo, that brings about ka'ev leiv. It boomerangs. So the Marsha says, the havamin of the Gemara was, that uma'ayin bo means, even though he's machaven, that means, kol amarech betfilo, that Rab Chiya bar Abam Rab Yechanan said, kol amarech betfilose, uma'ayin bo, he's machaven also, he's marech, he gives time, and he's ma'ayin aval pikein bo l'keiv leiv. That's what the Gemara held in the Havamina. The Gemara in the Teretz said that, no, ma'ayin bo means something else. Ma'ayin bo, that he's expecting the tefillah should be nene in the schus of the tefillah. He's deserving to be nene. So it's a different ma'ayin bo. This ma'ayin bo is mekalkel the tefillah, that the tefillah should not be niskabel. Dachsichmer, they came over to the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer was marich betfilosai, so someone came over to me, told him, you know, by the time you're davening Shemena Esra, I can learn a blad of Gemara in between. I mean, you're davening. So he says, don't worry, I'll be zeichet to more ariches yomim. I'll have more time than you to learn. There's a besondere skula of marich betfilosai. Ein tfilosai chayzer es reiko. Let us see Rashi. V'nosato oisoi kir barzel, simin lemechitzes barzel, hamavsekes beinoi lebeinom. Uma'ayin bo mitzape sheteyose bakoshosoi, Ayidei harochosoi. He was marich. He put so much effort in it. Soiv she'enei nasis. ונמצאיס תאיכלס מומושוכו חינם. והיא כאיב לייב, כשאודם מצפה, so it's a hope that a person has, ואין תאבו סייבו, is there's expectations and nothing comes about. תאיכלס לושן חילוי ותחינה. ויצחיים תאיבה בו, סייפי של מיקרוהו. Now, let us understand the Soifoi Shel Mikre. Ma takonosoi. So the Gemara says, Yasik v'toire, shenema ve'eitz chayim taiva bo. It's a very interesting Gemara. If you would ask me ma takonosoi, I would say ma takonosoi should be mayim. If that's the mekalkel. If for some reason the Gemara doesn't speak about that, which I don't understand why not. But what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Uma takonosoi, the takone is that he should be yasek b'toyre. Now how does this help the situation? So the Marsha says, it's very interesting, the Marsha says, the reason the Tvila wasn't niskabel was because Bittul Torah was the reason. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Meiser oznoi mishmoya divrei Torah, gam tfilosoi te'eva. A person doesn't listen to divrei Torah, so his tfila is also a te'eva. Dachsmi the Mephoshim explained this. Why doesn't he listen to divrei Torah? He heard it already once. Nachamol, he heard it. So the Rebbe Shalom says the same thing. Oh, your tefillas I heard also once. So give me panos, give me gizunt. This is already, the zuknish kan chidushim. So if it's meiser ozne mi divrei teire gam tefillas I teyeva. So it comes out that the ikabolas tefilla is from bittul teire. So if he won't be mevatul teire, then he could hope that the tefilla will be niskabel. Al koponim, it would seem, that even he's ma'ayin bo, the tefillah is niskabel. It seems like that. That's the whole hemshech in the Gemara. That the ma'ayin bo, even though since he's ma'ayin bo, so there's machlo leiv, but if he'll be oisik b'teire, then the masho seems the whole chesaron is because of the bittul teire. For beisik b'teire, the tefillah will be niskabel afilu is ma'ayin bo. I mean, that's the iver in the gemara, which is also a moira dike chiddush. Could be oisik b'teire has a bazundere koyach for kabbalas ha'tefillah. The Balatanya says in Seif Perik Lamed Zayin, he says something very interesting. Al Yedei Esik, we call it Koyre Batoyre. So what's such Koyre Batoyre? So he says as follows: Al Yedei Esik Atoyre, through that a person is Esik Batoyre, Koyre La Kodesh Bochu Lovoy a Love. That's the way of calling the Rabbeinu Shalom to come to him. Kabyochel. Ka'odam ha'koyre l'chaveirei sheyovei eilov. Uchiben kotna koyre la'oviv lovei eilov. This is how one calls the Rabbeinu Shalom. Liyois imoy b'tzav sochode v'loy liporeid mimenu. The Rabbeinu Shalom gets close to the person through limud ha'toyre. That's the kriya. V'zehu she'omar korei v'ashem l'chol koirov. The Rabbeinu Shalom is close to all those who call him. How do you call him? What's the phone number? L'chol she'yikru ve'emes ein emes ala teire. Because it says emes k'nei. So the kriya to the Rabbeinu Shalom, one calls the Rabbeinu Shalom only through teire. So it would seem al koponim, from the Rehitis Loshna Gemore, that even though it's a tefillah, that he's ma'ayin b'tefillosai, but if the Rabbi Shalom was called already in this avtoche korei v'ashem l'chol kairov, so even a tefillah that one is ma'ayin will also be nene. Let us see Taisvis. Kol ha-marech betfilosoi u-ma-ayin bo. Perish, she-metzape she-tovoi bakoshosoi. He expects that the bakoshe should be nismalei, lefi she-kivim betfilosoi, because he was mechaven, he was marech and mechaven. Teime, dohoche mashme de'in tfile lav mal yusuhu. Okay, that's not a good Indian. Because of that, the tfile is not niskabel. V'chein mashme perik haroye gimel dvorim maskirin avaynoisov shel odom. There are three inyonim which are ma'oirel the avaynis of a person. V'komar iyun tfile, that's one of them. So iyun tfile is not a good thing. V'loi kein mashme beperik mefanim. The Kama Odom Oichel Peireiseyim Ba'ilam Hazeh, and one of them is Kachoshiv Iyun Tvile, that a person is Oichel Peireiseyim Ba'ilam Hazeh because of Iyun Tvile. Alma Mal Yusehu, Vaisois, it's a good thing. Vecheimashme Beget Poshut, the Kama Mishloisha Dvorim Ein Odom Nitzel Bechol Yoim, the Kama Iyun Tvile, Peirish Ein Odom Ma'ayin Bo. A person is not ma'ayin, is not ma'ayin in the tefillah. Imkei mashmishu toif, but a person is not able to be ma'ayin. V'yeshloim asotaisva says the trei iyun tefillah yesh. Iyun tefillah dohocha means ha-mitzape she-tovi bakoshosoi. There he wants his bakoshe should be nismale. He's waiting. V'iyun tefillah dohosam shemiskaven shemachaven es libei letefillah akavon of the perish amilis. So that such an iyun is that's fakert, that's a davar toiv. The Ben Yoyodo says there's a tzipui amol that is good. There's a tzipisa li shua. If a person is hoping because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Molei Chesed V'Rachmim, so therefore he'll listen to the tefillah, that is not treif, that's a kosher mitzape. Tzipisa l'shua, a person should be mitzape l'shua Hashem. Here, it's ma'ayin bo, he, it's because of the tefillah that he davened, he thinks he's deserving. That boomerangs over here. Al dimosi al techosh, perish rashi, didaik midiyuke, midiloi koma, vadimosi tire, shma minosh in niris bechol pam, vain lispalo rak shetiskabo. Tono rabbono, arbo tzrichin chizuk. There are four things which need chizuk. Amire dike rashi, what is the translation of chizuk? So Rashi says, Sheyishazek Odom Bohen Tomid Bechol Koichoi. Yeah. Kavei, or Vishazek Vleisimshech Yotcha Lechazir Vekavei. That's on the Gemara further. Yeah. But Tzrich in Chizuk, Sheyishazek Odom Bohen Tomid Bechol Koichoi. That a person, Chizuk means Tomid. That means a person should not, I mean, our musig is, he tried and tried and tried again. And how much does a person have to try? So the Gemara says, Nitazoi, Tomid. That's number one. She is chazek, odam, bohem, tomid. Tomid means always. It doesn't work like, it doesn't work differently. And that's in the amount of times. And the how much effort? Bechol koichoi. That's what it doesn't work differently. Abo tzrich in chizuk. Ve'elu hein. Toire umaisim toivim. That means there's no time when these things go. I remember Rabbi Shulchaim Zechayinu Levrocha always used to say over for Rabbi Yeruchim. Rabbi Yeruchim said that, he never heard of a geboirene tzaddik. He heard of a gekrenkte tzaddik. That means in the storybooks he was born and things went good and that ended happily. That's the storybooks. But that he never saw such a thing. A gekrenkte tzaddik. A sheva yipol tzaddik vekom.
a tzaddik with yeridis and his gabris and vekom, he fell and vekom. That's the mechuben of tzrich and chizuk. So these four things, one should never think it works automatically. Tzrich and chizuk. Teire umaisim toivim, tfile v'derech eretz. These four things need chizuk b'chol koichai tomit. Teire umaisim toivim inayim, shenema, rak, chazak, ve'emotz, ma'oid. Lishmer v'lasis k'chol ha'teire, chazak b'teire v'emotz b'maisim toivim. Tfile minayim, shenema, kavei al Hashem, Chazak v'yameitz libecho v'kavei al Hashem. Derech eretz minayin shenema chazak v'nischazek ba'ad ameinu. These are the four things which need chizik. Oh, I skipped the Gemara before. Omer Rab Chama bar Chanine, v'Rab Chanine imro odom shehispalel v'loy nene, Yaze v'yispalo, shenema kavei el Hashem, chazak v'yameitz libecho v'kavei el Hashem. If a person sees his yispalo v'loinene, is yaze v'yispalo. The goin in Biurei Hagro says, al pisoid, this means, this tfile shebelachash, and tfile shebechazore. That's the yaze v'yispalo. That means that there's the two tefillas are the tefillah belachash and the yarzavi is palo, the shatz is moitzi, the oilom, so you should listen to the chazoras hashatz, and the ikar kabbalas hatefillah is, this is a loshen agro, besoid, base, yarzavi is palo, the goyin says in biyurei hagro, besoid, base tefillas, belachash ubechazore. Shesham miskabel hatfile yoisel. The kabbalas hatfile comes about to the tfile shebechazore, the chazores hashatz. So one, so fakert, so we see the gewaldike importance of listening to the tfile. Cause that is, the kabbalas hatfile is dependent on the yarzer, Derech Eretz, im umen hu l'umnosoi, im seicho hu l'scheirosoi, im ishmuchamo hu l'milchamtoi. All these things need whatever matzav he's in, there's nothing that rolls automatically, it needs chizuk. Ba'taymar tziyoin azovani Hashem, ba'ashem shecheichoni. So Tzion says two inyonim. The Rebbeinu Shloilom left me, and the Rebbeinu Shloilom forgot about me. So the Gemara says, Hainu Azuva, Hainu Shchucha. What are these two inyonim? Omar Ish Lakish, Omro Knesses Yisrael Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbeinu Shloilom. Odom Noisei Isha Al Ishtoi Rishayna. A person marries a second wife. Zoicher masei orishayin. Al kaponim, the good things that the first wife had, he remembers. Is a maile ein odom moitzi kairis ruach elamei ishtoi horishayin. There are certain things, certain inyonim, which only a first wife can have. So, zoicher masei orishayin. Ata azavtoni. That you left me, ushechachton, and you forgot all the good things. Amar lo kodesh baruch hu, biti, yud beis mazolois borosi borakia. There are 12 mazolois in, that I created in the rakia. Val kol mazol umazol borosi loy shloishim chayil. Val kol chayil v'chayil, these are koichos which control the mazolis. Borosi loy shloishim ligyoin, which are types of sorim. Val kol ligyoin v'ligyoin borosi loy shloishim ratoin. Val kol ratoin v'ratoin borosi loy shloishim kartoin. Val kol kartoin v'kartoin borosi loy shloishim gisteron. Val kol gistere be gistere talisi boi shloish meyais vishishim vachamisha alfei riboi koichovim keneged yemoi sachamo vikulom loy barosi elo bishvilcho vaata marto azavtoni ushechachtoni. The shaila is, how does this answer the, we go all of a sudden into the mazoleis and into the manhigim of the mazoleis, so how does that prove? Leberosi ela bishvilcha, so that would, maybe that was the tchilas abriyeh, bishvil Yisrael shenika reishis nivra ha'olam, but what does that prove? Now there's a taina of shachtoni, so what's the raya leberosi ela bishvilcha? The Ben Yoda says a very interesting pshat. He says as follows. We see al koponim, there's yud beis mazolois, and there is shloishim, and there are shloishim manhigim or sorim on each mazol. Shloishim over this and shloishim over that. Al koponim, there's a mispar of yud beis, and there's a mispar of shloishim. So he says, he explains as follows, that the yud beis mazolos are mechuvin keneged the yud beis shvotim. The shloishim manhigim, the Rishalmi says, ein ha'olam yocher lehiskayim bepochais milamed tzadikim kavrom avinu. The Yerushalmi learns this out from a posik of Avram, hoya yiye legoi godel, is yiye is gematria lamed, that the heina oilam yochel is kaim bepoches milamed tzadiki. So the Ben Yoyoda explains that there are two zmanim in the matzav of Klal Yisrael. There's one zman when there oisim ritzainai shalmokei. So then you have the yud Beis Mazolus Amachuvud Keneged the Yud Beis Shvatim, and their Schusim alone control the Mazolus. Amol it's Ein Oisin Ritzayne Shalmokim. So then everything Dreitzach on the Shloishim Tzadikim. There's the that's Ein Oilam Yochelis Kaim Bepoches Milamet Tzadikim. Oya Yia Yia Gematri Yalamet. These Lamet Tzadikim are in this man of Ein Oisim Ritzoinei Shel Mokim. If it's Ein Oisim Ritzoinei Shel Mokim, so then the Rabbeinu Shel Meir Abba Koponim, there should be Lamed Tzorim, which are Mechuvin Keneged the Lamed Tzadikim. So we see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam already in advance was Mesader the Briya, that Al Koponim, if the Yud Bei Shvatim are not Kedai, the Lamed Tzadikim, there are lamed sorim which are mechuvin keneged the lamed tzadikim. He brings a moshel from the Dubna Magid. He said there was once a person that found out that he saw his son would have panosa, but his einikel and his grandson, his great grandchild wouldn't have any panosa. So he was racking his brains what to do. How could he leave over something for the grandson and the great-grandson? If he'd leave over money, they'd lose it right away. So what's a rachmanis? What could he do? So he takes his son to a tailor, and he tells the tailor, make him a suit about the material should last for him and for the grandson, for the great-grandson. Make it as he, it should be very good material. So when the tailor started measuring, he said, make it a little bigger. And so he says, it won't fit him. He says, so I'll make cuffs, I'll make it a little shorter. So he says, why are you making cuffs? Make it to fit him. He says, no, because I want it to be for the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren, so maybe they'll be tall. So make it big enough that whatever they'll look like, it should be for them also. That the Rabbeinu Shalom prepared that there should be, betchilas abriye, that there should be a cheshbin of lamet, sorim, and manhigim, keneged, the b'chol der v'der, even if it's ein oisim ritzayne shel mokim, there should be sorim, mechuvin, keneged, the lamet tzadikim. So how can one say shechachtoni? Azavtoni, shechachtoni. Hasishkach isho ulo meirachem al ben bitno. So here the Gemara darshins, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klum eshkach oilois eilim, upitrei rechomim sheikrafto lefonai bemidbo. As the Gemara darshins, Hasishkach isha ulo, which the Poshita translation is, will a woman forget her small child, merachim al ben bitno, the Gemara al pidrash darshins isha is a loshen ishe, a loshen of ishim, reich nichoyech, ulo is a loshen of oilo, and merachem ben bitno means the petarechem. So the Rabbi Nishlam says, klum eshkach oilois eilim, the goin is goiris oilois ishim, which is very good, because the ulo is a loshen oilon, ishe is a loshen ishim. Klum eshkach oilois eilim upitrei chamoirim, pitrei rechomim, the b'chayroi sheikravto lefonai b'midbo. So memele, that was such a schus, how could one ever forget for that which was done then in the midbo, klal Yisrael and all matzovim. The tzlach did not have that gos hagro in his gemore, so he said oilois eilim, so what's the mile of oilois eilim? So the only thing he could think of oilois eilim is in the Shiva Shimea Miluyim, Moshe Rabbeinu did the avoide, and he was makriv on one aisle each day for an oilo. So it could be that's the oilois eilim. That means the hakrova of Moshe Rabbeinu, that was more outstanding than any of the avoide that was done by Klal Yisroel in the midbar. So memela, so the Rebbein says, klum eshkach oilois eilim from the shivish me'emluim from the avoid of Moshe Rabbeinu, upitchei rechomim shikrafto lefonei b'midbar. Omer lefon av Rebbein shel oilom, hoil vein shikcho lefnei chisei kevedecho, shema lois ishkach li maisei ha'ego. Since Rebbein Shalom also only remembers, it seems, the oilois eilim, so what's with the avoid of Aaron? So it seems the avoid of Aaron was nifsal because Aaron made the eagle. Shema lo yishkachli, maybe you won't forget ma'ase ha'eagle. Omar lo gam eile sishkachno. That what Yisrael said, eile lehecha Yisrael, that's forgotten. Omro lefon av ribayne shel oilam, hoyu v'yeshikro lefnei chisei chavoydecho. Shema tishkachli ma'ase sinai. Maybe the ribayne shel oilam will forget the schusim of Maimed Har Sinai. Omar lo bo noichi loy esh kocheich. That what by Maimed Har Sinai, the Rabbein Shalom noichi Hashem aloi kecho loy esh kocheich. V'hainu do mar Rabbe lo zem Rabbe Ishiye, mai dersiv gam eiles ish kachno, ze maise ha'egel. Bo noichi loy esh kocheich, ze maise Sinai. Rashi, Oila, no, we have Rashi before, Shloishim Chil, Roshi Gayosais, Vechaburais, Chalukais, Ligyain, Vekartain, Vegistero, Shemai, Shel Srore, Kigain Shiltain, Vehegmain, Veduches, Upacho, types of Srores. Ula, Kamai Oilois, Vekarbonis, Gam Eile, Maisa Egel, Shomro, Eile, Lehecha Yisrael, Vonoichi, Ze Maisa Sinai, Shenema Boy, Anoichi Hashem Aloikecha. Yeah, zok de Gemara weiter. Chasidim Arishoinim Oyushoyim Shoachas Umispalolim. Menohani Mili, that there's such an inyan of waiting an hour before Davni. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omakro Ashrei Yoishvei Veisecho. So, Yoishvei is a loshen shehiye, vateshev bako, a loshen ikuv, waiting. Ashrei Yoishvei veisecho. Oid yalelucha selu, that means, besides this man of Hillel, there's a man noisev of Yoishvei. Ashrei Yoishvei veisecho, oid that's noisev on the yalelucha selu, and this is before the yalelucha selu. And this the Rabbeinu Yonah explains, this is Shechaven Libom La'avim Shebashamayim, that they should be Metayel the Lev, that the Lev should be in a Matziv that it's Oymed Lufnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu, in ganzen abgerissen von der Welt, as the Rabbeinu Yonah puts it, his Pashtus HaGashmi is. That it's a b'chine, that we're in ganzen oisketon, these were the Hasidim HaRishonim, they were in ganzen oisketon from this world, and it took an hour for them to get into this matziv. V'omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ha'mispalo tzorech lishoy sho'achas achat filosoy. Shenema ach tzadikim yoidu lishmecho, which goes on tefillah, is afterwards yeshvu yishorim esponecho. There's an inyan to be shoya an hour afterwards. The tzlach says, what's the inyan of waiting an hour later? Good. The preparation, yechaven es liboy, we understand. The davening an hour, we'll see, also we'll understand. That's marich betfilosei. But what is the inyan of waiting an hour afterwards? So the Tzlach says the hour afterwards, imagine. Let's imagine the koiches that was put in. There was an hour of preparation before the davening. An hour of davening. So afterwards it was very olu for a person to think, no, after such a davening, no, there was much effort put in. So they would come to be mayin bitfilosom. So it took them an hour later of an avoided to think of the Raimimus Haboirei and Shiflus HaOdom. So it took them another hour to realize who they are, what their tefillah was, and who the Rabbeinu Shalom was. So it is no, after that hour, is no Mayim B'tfilosi anymore. But it was an hour's work. That was the Shor Achas La'achat Tfilosom. Tanya nami hochi amispalotzor sheyishe sho'achas koidim tvilosoi v'sho'achas achat tvilosoi koidim tvilosoi minayim shenema ashra yoishvei veisecho la'achat tvilosoi minayim d'chsiv ach tzadikim yoidu l'shmecho yeishvu yishorim esponecho. Tona rabon. Chasidim o rishoinim ho yishoyim sho'achas umispalolim sho'achas v'choizrim v'shoyin sho'achas. And this was by each tefillah. V'chimei achar. So the Gemara asks a shayla. She'shoyin teisha shoyis b'yoyim b'tefillah. That took 9 days, there were 9 hours of the day, they were magdish for tefillah. Teiroson heich mishtameres. How did it come about that they didn't forget the Torah they had learned? U'melachtom heich inasis. That means the Gemara is asking a kasha on Torah that you have to chazer. You need time to chazer. If so much time was donated for tefillah, teiros and heich mishtameres. Why didn't they forget what they had learned? So the Ben Yoyoda says, Amoyre de Kevot, why doesn't the Yerushalmi ask, why doesn't the Gemara ask, when did they learn Torah? What does the Gemara answer? Al miteich shechsidim heim teiros and mishtameres. Abas under a school, they were zeiche to remember Torah without chazore. B'teich shechsidimein, that was a broche that was given to them. They didn't have to chazore. Fine. But l'chayre, the shayla is a different shayla. The shayla is, when did they have time to learn? That the Gemara didn't ask. So the Ben Yodah says, amoyre dikevot. One cannot become a chosid before he learns Torah. The Kelten, Emerson, Rapinris Ben Yoyer says, Teire Mevul Dei Zihiris, Teire Mevul Dei Zrizis, and then you go to Nikias, Precious Nikias, and Tara, till you come to Chasidis. So Lemaise, you can't become a Chosid right away. So Teiros and Heich, when did they have time to learn Teire? Zihir, they had time to learn Teire. Before they became Chasidim and they davened, they didn't take 3 hours to daven. The Chasidim are Rishonim, when they became in the Dalga of Chasidim, Then they were magdish 9 hours for tefillah. So then there wasn't a kasha teiros and heicha nilmedes, no, the kasha was teiros and heicha mishtameres. And that is a teretz miteich shechsidimeim, teiros and mishtameres, umelachtam misboreches. Rashi, yeshu beisecha vahodo yaleluchu, yeidu lishmecha vahodo yeshu yishorim esponecha. Teisha Shois, if I'm not mistaken, Yeshvu Yeshorim Esponecho, if I'm not mistaken, the Chasam Sofer says, Pshat in the Posik, Oyer Zorua La Tzadik, Ule Yishrei Leiv Simche. So if I'm not mistaken, the Chasam Sofer says, Pshat in this Posik, that by the Tzadik, it's Azriya. That means, Oyer Zorua La Tzadik, Azriya, one plants, one does not see the results. The Hatzloche, the Simche, one, a tzaddik is not zoiche. Le yishrei leiv, a person who's a b'chine from yishrei leiv, which is a much higher madrege than a tzaddik, he is already now the simche. By the tzaddik, it's only a b'chine of zriye, the Yeshua he'll see later. So kaponim, it's yeshorim, those who are a b'chine of yeshorim, of yishrei leiv, they can have such a anhoge of ashor achat filosom. Teisha shoyis l'sholish tvilis teirosa mishtameres b'soich libom she'ein talmudom mishtakeach. They don't forget what they learned. It says further, afilu hamelech shloil sheil b'shloimoi lo yeshivenu. Omer Rav Yosef lo yishonu elo l'malcha Yisrael. A melech Yisrael, als the covid and yire, that's the servant of a melech, if one is in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, you should not answer. Aval amalchei akum. But if he's a goyish melech, so then it involves a sakone. A sakone, one should be mafsik. Poisek. Meisvei hamispalo v'ro anes bo kenegdei ro korim bo kenegdei lo yei mafsik. He should also not be mafsik. Elo mekatzo v'oilo. He should be mekatzo. So the Gemara says, loy kasha. Oh, the efshel lekatzer, yikatzer, mimla poisek. Oh, the gir says, oh, the efshel lekatzer, mekatzer, viloi mafsik. So what does Rashi say? Avol amalchi akam poisek, shaloi yageno. This involves sakon. Oh, the efshel bekitzer, kagain shesomach, ligmet filosi, shibi mekatzer. If not, not. Let us see Taisvis. Koidem tvilosi minayim, shenema ashre yoishvei veisecho. That's the chiyuv of ikuv and shia before davening. Lefikach tiknu loyma zeha pose, koidem tilo ledovid. That, by Minche, for example, we start with the capital starts with tilo ledovid. So we start with ashre, to be meira that one needs a hagdome before tefillah. Lafuki mahanu da omri ashrei harbe. Others say a lot of ashreis. So the other ashreis don't have a mokim. Ashrei yeshve beisecho comes in, even though it's not part of this capital, as this inyan to that one should be mashe before the tefillah. That's what we say, Ashrei ha'om shekoch aloi, Ashrei ha'om shehashem aleikov. So the Marsha has the kash. It's also, because this is the last posik of the Frilike capital, so we say that Ashrei also. But Tamazay Ashrei, we don't say. Tana Rabono, Maise bechosid echot shehoya mispalo baderech. A chosid echot was mispalo baderech. Bo sar echot v'nosan loy sholoim v'loy herze loy sholoim. He was davening, and Asar gave him shalom, v'loy herze loy shalom. Himtin loy at shesiyim tfilosa. And the Asar is waiting, a goyish Asar, till he ended the Shemayin Esrei. L'ache shesiyim tfilosa, oma loy reiko, you empty person, v'loy kosu b'teirashem raki shom alocho ushmer nafshichom. So a person should be careful. He shouldn't be machnes himself on amokim sakone. When I gave you shalom, why weren't you marzer shalom? That was the shaila the Tsar asked. The Marsha asks Akasha over here. He was a boki, it seems, this sar, and he said, the posuk says, Raki shomolocho, oshmer nafshecho miyoid, So he learned pshat in the posik, that the posik is telling us that a person should be careful. A person is mechuyiv b'shmiras hanefesh. A person should not be machtas himself in a sakona. So the Marsha asks, the Mishnah in Ovis says a different pshat in this posik. The Mishnah says, Peri Gimel Mishnah Chesta Ovis, Hashecheich Dover Echod Me Mishnosoi, Malolo Vakosev Kilo Mishayev Benavshi, Shnema Raki Shomolocho Shmer Navshi, Meyoit Pentishka Chasadvome Sheroi Necho. So it is a Shmire, it's a Hazorin not to forget the Vrei Teure, not the way the Goy said. The guy said it's a psashmire to protect, the one should not be machtes himself in a sakone. That's the marshos ha'ore. Rabbi Yankim in Emes Liyakev and Ovis, he says, no, he brings the right, the Rambam also brings down this posik on shmiris and nefesh. So he says, what's pshat in the Mishnah? He says, the Mishnah is very good. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, "Kol asheicheyach dover echod me mishnosei, mal olav akosav kilo mischayev benavshei." Kilo mischayev benavshei means that if he will die, he was misaviv the misa. So mischayev benavshei, the Mishnah is telling you, you're responsible for bringing about your misa. And how did it come about? Because you were sheicheyach dover echod me mishnosei. So Al Koponim, the Mishnah is telling us that from the Loshon of Mischayev Benavshe, it seems one is responsible to be Misakin as Atzmoy, to put oneself into a Sakonim. So, no, the Mishnah says, one way of putting oneself into a Sakonim is by Shikras HaTorah. But in Yisod, that there's a Chiyuv Shmoyel Navshechom Miyoid, that's Taketshu, and the Goy Taka learned the correct pshat in the posik. That what he called him a reiko, he called him you're empty. So the Ben Yoyoda says either one of two pshatim. Either pshat is because you're ma'abed atzmach holodas, so a person that's ma'abed atzmach holodas loses his chusim, or else if a nes goli will occur with you, says also menakim loy zechu yoysov. So this pu'ula that you did not to answer me, this emptied you from all your schusim.